Simon, would you agree with that, with what Barry was saying there?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest thing out of this report is the one statistic that 72% of long-term unemployed young people feel they've got no one to confide in. So that's what we aim to do, give them one-to-one support and let them confide in our staff.
And what, I mean, without breaking confidences, what, broadly speaking, what are the themes that you pick up when they do confide in you?
Well, yeah, they're pretty alarming. You know, nothing to live for is a very strong statement. Obviously, that's what catches the media attention. But no one should be kidded that a lot of these young people are feeling desperate. And sometimes, Victoria, I think it's almost too much choice. They're looking, they're sitting there, they're Googling jobs, and they don't know what to do. So we give them that. We hold their hand, walk them through the progress, and you know, through their sort of progression, and make it easy for them. Narrow the choices, if you like.
Is that some of the things that you provide, are they some of the things that you think perhaps should have been provided while they were still at school?
Yes, sure. I know that since the days I went to school, there's a lot more focus on vocational skills now, but certainly that's what Street League seeks to do. We're perhaps between qualifications or education and employment. We make young people, we get them ready for work, we say at Street League. We give them the mindset, as James was saying before, it's how do you write your CV? It's all those soft skills. It's your how to present yourself at a job interview, and also the skills that will sustain you in that employment. So teamwork, communication, not speaking too quickly, maintaining eye contact, being polite, and then yes, qualifications on the back of that, which helps build their CV.
Mm. Two Jameses, are you still there? James Ellison,
yep.
And James Harbinson.
Yeah.
James Ellison, what would you say to somebody, teenager, a little bit older, early 20s, thinking, OK, it's the start of a new year, maybe they've not had a great 2013, I do want to change things, I do want to turn things around, what advice would you give?
Apply for Street League.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah, simple as that.
OK. And with James Harbinson, what would you say?
I'd say come to Sonolos. Much the same as him.
Barry and Simon, can people across the country get in touch with you?
We're predominantly Oxfordshire based.
Okay.
Which is a shame.
Yes, so Street League is 18 months ago we were in 3 cities, we're now in 10 cities across the UK, mm-hmm. And we're expanding rapidly across the UK, so you can go to our website www.streetleague.co.uk. But really, Victoria, the thing we use is, and we make no apologies for this, is we use football. So a young person goes into their job centre, they're told that they've got, you know, come onto this employability programme, they roll their eyes, they think, here we go again, and then the staff at the JCP says, yeah, but you get to play football every day on this, then their eyes light up.
Okay.
And then during the 8 weeks, it's generally 2